Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day, from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled Serpents and Crosses.
A reading from the book of Numbers. From Mount Hor, the children of Israel set out on the Red Sea Road to bypass the land of Egypt. But with their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food. In punishment, the Lord sent among the people serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. Then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents away from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a seraph and mount it on a pole, and whoever looks at it after being bitten will live." Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole, and whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. The word of the Lord. Do you find it strange that God told Moses to make a standard with a serpent on it as a means of healing those who had been bitten by serpents? Why would God use the image of the very thing that bit the people and caused many to die, be a means of healing them? Here's another symbol to consider: the cross. The cross is the instrument of suffering, humiliation, and death. Yet it was also the means that God used for resurrection. I wonder if this is a way that God is calling us to be aware of our weakness and sin, but to know also that his love for us is greater than any sin we may have or will commit. Actually, when we realize our sin and believe in God's love and mercy, we can come to know better how much God does love us, which leads us to be filled with gratitude for God's loving forgiveness. Our weaknesses remind us of our need for him and his unconditional acceptance of us, no matter how imperfect we are. Hopefully, this reading will prompt us to face our sinfulness as God does. What are the serpents and crosses in our life? We deal with the limitations that are part of the human condition: growing old, having to bear physical illness, enduring limitations that prevent us from doing the things we want to do. We are dealing with the challenges that the coronavirus has imposed upon the world. We have our personal history that may have left its scar and which influences our reaction to life experiences, even today. In the midst of all these challenges, we are called to live as Jesus did. Some days we fail, but these failures can help us grow in gratitude for God's forgiveness and help. Help us to love him even more, like the woman who was forgiven much and so loved God much because she knew she was forgiven. Can I believe that God can use these serpents, these crosses in my life, and bring good out of them? Do I believe that all things are possible for God, and that when I face my weakness and trust in God's mercy, I am more able to extend mercy to those who offend me. Do I believe that God can use my weakness as an instrument to deepen my trust in His providence? Do I believe that no matter what I do, God is ready to embrace me in love? The Israelites were healed by means of the sign of the serpent. We are healed by the sign of the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Amen.